Anyway, but moving on to things which are very much more real than the prospect of finding radiation with your mobile phone tomorrow. And that's the question of what do you do in terms of your diet and dietary habits and things when you're pregnant? Because there's an interesting study which has been done in California. Deacon Lee, who actually works for a Californian health insurance company, followed up 1,063 women when they were pregnant for the first 20 weeks of their pregnancy. And as part of the study, asked them about how much caffeine they drink. And caffeine's in a variety of different things. It's not just in coffee, but that's the common one. But of course, tea contains it. So do fizzy drinks. It's used as a stimulant in certain colas and things. And also in hot chocolate, part of the pepping up effect of drinking hot chocolate, and some cold remedies is caffeine. That's why cold remedies make you feel much better, because they contain a big punch of caffeine. And what they wanted to do was to find out whether there was any association between taking a dose of caffeine and a miscarriage in the first 20 weeks. And the data was quite striking, actually. What it showed is that anyone who had an intake of caffeine every day of more than 200 milligrams, that is equivalent to one and a bit cups of coffee, so actually a very modest dose, the risk of miscarriage in those people was twofold higher. So what they're saying is that if you want to be absolutely safe in pregnancy, it might be worth your while trying to avoid drinking caffeinated beverages for the duration of your pregnancy. Why should you get this effect? Well, they think there's two possibilities. One is that caffeine can have a vasoconstricting effect. It can narrow blood vessels and put blood pressure up, and this could affect the blood supply to the developing fetus because of its impact on the placenta. And the other possibility that they're suggesting is that it may just be directly toxic to the fetus. Who knows? But either way, what Deacon Lee says is women should avoid pregnancy caffeine when they're pregnant. He says it's not a big sacrifice. I'd argue with him, but...
I don't drink coffee, so I can't possibly comment.